Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we are doing the last time on Joshua 3, and there were many verses in that chapter that spoke to my heart, and I just wanted to go over again some of them. And why they are important for me in my recovery, because we are a food recovery, Christ-centered food recovery program, but we are in recovery. We don't want to go backwards. We want to keep going forward. In Joshua 3:3, it says, "As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priest, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." A lot of times I think about how I start a venture and I forget to do the most important preparation, and that is to talk to the Lord about it. I think in my own heart and in my own mind, it sounds like a good idea, but not every good idea is a God idea, but if the idea is a God idea, then I can know that I will be successful as long as I keep the Lord before me. And so this is just a visual of that, is that I want to keep waiting on the Lord, following his word and not even my impulses, and to keep coming back to that place with the Lord, not just in the morning where I think in my mind it's like one and done, but that, you know, that's not where I'm at. The next one is Joshua 3:5. Then Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." I have to give myself wholly to the Lord, and I need to keep coming back to, I have done that and I want to keep doing that. I've said often that verse in is 1 Peter 3:15, and it says, "Always set apart Christ as Lord." So if I really follow that, if I go through my day and every time I have an opportunity to stop, to think in my mind, am I indeed doing that? Am I living that today? Is Jesus number one in my life at this very moment? And if the answer, you know, is yes, I want to dedicate my life to him and see the wonders that he is going to do in my life. He does wonders in my life, and he's done it before, and he'll continue to do it again. The other one that is meaningful to me is that Joshua 3:7, which says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.'" One of the things that gives me the most peace a lot of times is to know that God is not partial. What he has done for one of his children, he will do for others, not necessarily in the same way, because we have different gifts and talents. But in his heart, it's the same importance, because he cares about us and he loves us. And he will come with us and walk with us. And so I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be fearful. I don't have to think that, you know, I have to look to other people to get confirmation, that the confirmation comes from the Lord himself. And then the last one is about the priest. It says, "Now the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground." This is Joshua 3:17, in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over to dry ground. A lot of times, you know, when they're speaking of Jesus, they make it a point that to know, for us to remember that he was a servant leader. He was a leader, but he was a servant leader. And Jesus himself, I remember it was a verse in Mark, I think it's Mark 9:35, and where Jesus says, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. But let me pray. Father, you really have left us here to proclaim the excellencies of you, because you brought us out of darkness and you have brought us into your marvelous light. There are so many people, Father, who are looking desperately for life and truth, which can only be found in Jesus, Lord, but they don't even know him yet. And so, Father, we pray that the way we live our life today will make an eternal difference for many, many people. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, let us point them to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.